The late fall surge of the coronavirus in Illinois has surpassed the peak of the late summer wave just as the holidays approach, and Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwoody says anyone with symptoms that could be COVID or could be flu should skip Thanksgiving get-togethers, even if they've been vaccinated, and those who are not fully vaccinated should think about not gathering at the holidays or at least get tested beforehand to keep the risk for everybody down. Unvaccinated people who do gather with others should wear masks and remain socially distant from other attendees, Dr. Arwoody says. Let's find out what Dr. Eileen Marty says, infectious disease specialist, professor at Florida International University. Good morning, Dr. Marty. Do you agree with our city public health commissioner?
Well, I think that your city public health commissioner is being very cautious and giving generally good advice, but there are a little, you know, there's a little wiggle room in what he's, or she, is it a he or she?
She. Mm-hmm.
She. Mm-hmm. There's a little wiggle room there, and that is testing. I didn't hear you mention that your head of public health is talking about testing. So that's a component that can be added. So that somebody, you know, and let's not forget that unvaccinated, of course, include children under five, right? So, the better part of valor is to do a proper risk assessment. So, in other words, you know, is this a five-year-old that attends a daycare and is exposed to a lot of other children, or, a four-year-old, or is this one who has one caretaker, et cetera? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In other words, you want to look at the entire picture, the entire exposure of someone who's unvaccinated in your group. Yes, still, there's no question that crowded, indoor, poorly ventilated spaces continue to be a risk. Cases are going up, and your public health officials are giving the strictest advice. But if somebody has been for the last couple of weeks taking care of themselves, hasn't been exposed, yes, they're unvaccinated and they test negative, they're okay to have over at your Thanksgiving meal.
Are most of the serious cases now in those 65 and older?
So we've always seen this dichotomy, right, where obviously the older we get and the weaker our immune system is overall, or less able to produce good neutralizing immunity, the more at risk you are. It's really kind of a mix. We still see, we still see a very high percentage of young people getting sick and going to hospital among the unvaccinated. And that's the real risk. And if you look, for example, what's happening in a number of European countries, it really isn't, the problem remains the unvaccinated, whether they're young or old. Those are the people most likely to end up in hospital, and those are the people most likely to die.
Is COVID going to end up being a seasonal virus, do you think?
Well, that sort of depends on what you mean by seasonal, right? Because the reality is, so far, there hasn't been any particular correlation to heat and cold, for example, right? It's always been correlated with, so far, with just this waves that seem to come every 2 months, maybe 3 months, throughout the world. And so why, for example, in Florida, have we been having spikes in the early summer? That seems counterintuitive, but it really, you have to weigh in there, the amount of mutations that are happening in the virus so that new variants form that can take over. You have to weigh in there how we are behaving, in terms of the public health measures, not just the vaccine, but of course the vaccine, the whole gamut. And in the final analysis, Bob, we're still a little bit at a loss to try and understand exactly which way and what the pattern and what the future is going to be with this virus. But I'm hopeful. I really am. I think that we're seeing more and more people in the United States getting vaccinated. We have quite a lot of children who have now been vaccinated. And those are encouraging signs because the other thing that's really encouraging, Bob, is the boosters, because it really, really is absolutely true that after several months, a re-exposure with a booster like that just solidifies the protection that people get. And it does so in such a way that you get better, longer-lasting memory cells. There's actually a lot of different kinds of subtypes of B memory cells, for example, and subtypes of T memory cells. And you know, as you get that last dose, you've allowed for the formation of the highest quality, most targeted of these subtypes. And these are the ones that last for a long, long time. And it may be that after that third dose, if, and here's the thing, if there isn't a huge shift in terms of a variant, that third dose might be enough to keep us all safe.
That'd be good. Here's an email question that came in for you, Dr. Marty, and I'm sure a lot of other folks are interested in this. Or something like it. My mom is 78. This is from Allie in Buffalo Grove. My mother is 78. She has asthma. She uses a steroidal inhaler, fully vaccinated, and also got the third dose of Moderna in October. She wants to fly with my sister and her family, all vaccinated, to Florida in mid-December. Is it okay for her to do this? Just hearing the word Florida makes me nervous. Would love to know if there are things mom can do to make the trip even safer. P.S. I'm vaccinated, caffeinated, and educated.
Allie sounds wonderful. Tell her that she needs to take all the precautions on the airplane to reduce risk, and in those times when she's in those tight public spaces, because obviously at the mother's age and medical condition and the steroids, etc., she's at a little bit higher risk. But she does have three shots on board. That's terrific. I think she can come down to Florida, eat at restaurants outdoors, and have a phenomenal time without any problem whatsoever. She just has to maintain situational awareness. Who is she around, and does she know their vaccine status? And if she goes into indoor spaces in Florida, put on her mask.
Right. And while in Florida, Dr. Marty's at the Florida International University. Any more questions, you can find her there. Dr. Marty, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Lots of folks in the Chicago area are very thankful for your good counsel here every Wednesday morning at this time.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Bob. And happy Thanksgiving to you and to everyone listening in Chicago.
We'll talk to you next week. Take care now.